And we're talking daily.
That's the power of Z Mobile's Bevla. Has more airtime and gift someone special. Get a Z Mobile SIM card today. Dial *117# and join the movement. Z Mobile.
Nine. Seven. Seven. 9 hours of the news. All day. Every day.
Here are the headlines at 18 hours. The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, APAC, has urged the Anti-Corruption Commission to provide updates on high-profile corruption investigations involving senior government officials. The Central Province Permanent Secretary, Dr. Milna Mwanakampwe, has warned beneficiaries of constituency development fund loans to repay their debts or face legal consequences. In international news, Mali's military leader, Gen Assami Goïta, has been granted a 5-year presidential term by the transitional parliament, which is renewable without elections.
9 points of the news, all day, every day.
And now for the news in detail, my name is Ndashi Mataka. The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, APAC, has urged the Anti-Corruption Commission to provide updates on high-profile corruption investigations involving senior government officials. APAC's Executive Director, Solomon Ngoma, expressed concern over the ACC's silence on the probes, which were confirmed a year ago by Deputy Director General Monica Mwanta. Ngoma emphasized that transparency is crucial to restoring public faith in Zambia's anti-corruption efforts, which were confirmed a year ago. He says the lack of communication has eroded public trust amid growing frustration from civil society over perceived inaction on high-level corruption. APAC's demand comes as ACC faces scrutiny over its effectiveness in tackling corruption.
There has been no update on the progress of these investigations. This lack of transparency and accountability has led to a situation where both guilty and innocent individuals are subject to public scrutiny and suspicion, damaging reputations, undermining trust in government institutions they lead. The silence from ACC has created uncertainty and anxiety, not just for those being investigated, but also for the general public who are eager to see corruption tackled effectively. IPAC believes that it is essential for the ACC to update the public and stakeholders on the status of these investigations to restore confidence in the fight against corruption. The ACC mandate is to investigate and prosecute corruption cases. It is imperative that the Commission carries out its duties in a transparent and accountable manner. The public has the right to know the progress of these investigations. It is ACC's responsibility to provide regular updates and briefings to keep the public informed. The lack of updates from the ACC has raised questions about the effectiveness of the Commission's work and its commitment to transparency and accountability.
Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Milna Mwanakampwe has warned beneficiaries of Constituency Development Fund loans to repay their debts or face legal consequences. Dr. Mwanakampwe emphasized that public funds are not gifts and must be returned to enable others to benefit, stressing that some beneficiaries have shown a lack of commitment to making consistent payments. He revealed that several loan recipients from 2022 to 2024 have defaulted on their repayments, which is affecting the sustainability of the loan scheme. The Permanent Secretary directed Luano Town Council Management to visit cooperatives and clubs to monitor their activities and ensure proper utilization of funds. Dr. Mwanakampwe's warning comes as part of efforts to improve CDF loan repayment rates and ensure the program's continued success in empowering communities.
So,
Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe has expressed concern over the disproportionately low share of foreign direct investment, FDI, and capital inflows, as well as marginal share of global trade, which he says have hindered growth among development countries due to higher borrowing costs. Haimbus said this during a side event titled Private Sector Capital, a Dialogue with Global Investors, at the just-ended 4th International Conference on Financing for Development in Seville, Spain. The minister pointed out that the discrepancy in FDIs and other capital inflows into development countries undermines their capacity to meaningfully transform their economies and effectively address poverty and many other socioeconomic challenges faced for generations.
For a very long time, developing countries have remained underdeveloped and therefore unable to maximize the huge potential that they are involved with. While the factors for this are many, you may agree with me that the resultant high cost of borrowing facing developing countries, the disproportionately low share of foreign direct investment and other capital inflows into our countries, and the marginal share of global trade, all indeed capacity for these countries to meaningfully transform their economy and effectively address poverty and many other socio-economic challenges that they have faced for generations. I am therefore optimistic that this gathering will consider not only the challenges, but more so the opportunities for institutional investors to play a greater role in the attainment of sustainable development through the integration of sustainable development goals in their development process. We in Zambia believe that governments and the private sector can partner in a mutually beneficial manner. It is for this reason that while the country has faced many difficult challenges, including a debt restructuring process, our government intensified the engagement with the private sector to share risks and jointly develop some infrastructure projects under the PPP.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialualo, has lifted the suspension of Tongwe Municipal Council as a local planning authority effective immediately. The suspension was lifted after the council demonstrated satisfactory administrative and technical capacity to discharge its planning functions.
As a local planning authority, following its suspension in January 2025, the decision follows an assessment conducted by the Nsukka Province Planning Authority on the 12th and 13th of April 2025, which evaluated Tongwe Municipal Council's readiness to resume planning functions in line with the Urban and Regional Planning Act No. 3 of 2015 and the General Regulations of 2020. The assessment confirms that the Council has scored a satisfactory level of administrative and technical capacity to effectively discharge its mandate as a planning authority. Tongwe Municipal Council wishes to reaffirm its commitment to implementing all necessary measures to maintain its status as a planning authority and to uphold the highest standards in local development planning.
Credible, accurate business news.
The Tobacco Free Association of Zambia has urged the Ministry of Finance to reconsider its proposed excise duty increase on tobacco products, advocating for a substantial 100% tax hike instead. This call comes in response to the Minister's recent announcement to raise the excise duty on cigarettes from 452 to 750 during the presentation of the supplementary estimates for 2025.
The money raised from tobacco taxes cannot compare to the cost that the government is facing right now on non-communicable diseases. Considering, look at the cancer hospital. How many patients have been sent to India for cancer treatment? That's the cost to the government. And look at the National Heart Hospital. We have so many patients there. You can't even like it when you visit the National Heart Hospital. Also, we have the cardiac unit at UTH. You can't like it. Most of these